Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF, and welcome to the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show. We encourage you to participate this morning, so be sure and call us at 206-1580 or toll-free at 888-441-1580 if you have a question or a comment about anything you hear this morning. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now, here's your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning, everyone. Good morning. Oh, Labor Day weekend. How about that?
I can't believe September's here already. It's wonderful.
I know. Does that
Looking
mean,
forward to the cooler weather.
I was just going to say, are we going to get a little whiff of cool?
Maybe another month, maybe 6 weeks.
I don't know.
Hoping.
But you know, it's so beautiful where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, it is just gorgeous. But it is a little on the warm side.
Ooh.
And the humidity, oh boy.
My dad used to call it the humdidity.
Humdidity, oh God. Well, you know, I am so happy. And I'll tell you why I'm so happy. I am running into people more and more every day who say they really enjoy the show. And how informative, how much they learn. You know, it's such a pleasure. I feel like it's such a gift that I am getting to be able to hear people say, I enjoy your show. That's the gift to me. It really is incredible.
Well, I get the same thing, people I talk to, because they know I'm the producer of the show. So they're like, what's Dr. Triana like? And what, you know, it's like, and I said, she's the sweetest, most wonderful person you'll ever meet.
Thank you so much.
And you definitely want her to be your doctor. That's what I tell them.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I feel very blessed that I get to live my dream of being a doctor since I was a little girl. Can you imagine that? I mean, even I can't imagine. And I remember since the age of 4. And I love science and I love to read. And when people ask me questions, I love to help them any way I can. So, you know, it's something. Also, it's a lifelong, for me, what keeps it interesting, it's a lifelong challenge of learning. There's always something new, something coming out there. In fact, did you know that there's a new modality, a new way for diabetics? There is now an inhaled insulin.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
That is a godsend.
Now, and this is an insulin that you inhale through your mouth. And actually, the name is, I forgot now. I think it's L, I have to look it up.
Is it something like taking an asthma inhaler? Or?
Yes, it's an inhaler. You could Google it, but I have to look to see what the name is. But it's an inhaled insulin, and it is a short-acting insulin. So for people who have diabetes, it's first in its class. It's a new medication, and it works to help lower, which we've discussed before. One of the goals in diabetes is lowering your A1C. And that is a snapshot of the last 120 days of what your blood sugar's been. So if your number is 6.5, then you're a diabetic. If it's between 5.6 and 6.5, you have prediabetes. So a normal person who has normal blood sugars, that number would be less than 5.6. So this new inhaled insulin can be used in addition to other medications. So if you are a diabetic and you have questions, ask your doctor, because it's really interesting. There's a lot of things coming out to help people with diabetes lose weight. There is an epidemic of diabetes, and one of it is because there's obesity. When you get overweight, your body does not process sugar well because it affects the insulin. What? Remember, we talked last week about diabetes. Diabetes is a metabolic issue. Your body cannot process sugar. And what turns into sugar? I always say everything white. Bread, rice, pasta, cookies, cakes, candy, fruit. Mm. turns into sugar. Now, beans have some carbohydrates, but they also have protein. I'm just talking about, but so you have to always look when you go shopping. And, you know, I spend a lot of time looking at the different labels. And you have to look, first of all, what is a serving? So let's say a serving are 2 pieces of bread. All right. So you look and you see the serving, and then you look at the label and it says there are 30 grams of carbohydrates per serving, which means if there's 2 pieces of bread, that's 15 grams of carbohydrates for each slice. So you have to look at the serving. If it says it's 1 piece of bread is 30 grams of carbs, or then you have to realize that's a lot of carbs. Because if you're a diabetic, your goal is to keep that range less than 150, less than 100 grams of carbs per day. So it's really a numbers game. And I usually try to equate this. I've told patients, think of it as a bank account. You have $100 a day that you can spend on your trip or whatever. That's it, $100 a day. So when you use up the $100, that's it. So think of your carbs like that too. If you are only allowed to use 100 grams of carbs a day, once you've eaten those 100 grams of carbs, you cannot eat any more carbs. Kind of like a bank account, right?
Yeah. You're so overdrawn.
You can't go beyond that. You're overdrawn. Well, today we have a great show. I'm so happy so many people are listening. And I also have a lot of men and women listening. And as you all know, most of what I speak about is for adults. It is for adults. So if you have any issues with what I talk about, remember, this is really for adults. And it's to educate and to teach and to have everyone understand about their bodies. But if you have a question, you can call us at 206-1580. And don't be shy. You can say your first name if you want. You don't have to say your name, whatever your questions are. So we have today we're going to talk about a very common occurrence in men, more than men want to admit, and that is ED or erectile dysfunction. Now, we know, and you know, they have that commercial where, you know, the Cialis commercial, the two people, they have the two bathtubs sitting next to each other, mm-hmm. and they're holding their hands. I think they should put the two people in one bathtub.
Right, okay.
That doesn't seem...
Save water.
Yes, I like, what was our sexual health tip of the week last
right.
week? Was to shower. So, I wonder how many people really listened and showered together. I hope so. I hope people listen. So I have another sexual health tip of the week to this week. And it's very simple. And it's another way to reconnect. And, you know, I was driving over here. I love music. I love all kinds of music. Go dancing. How many couples have not gone dancing? And if you can't dance for whatever issues, maybe health issues, you certainly can go listen to music together. What does music do? It lifts up your spirit. It makes you feel good. It helps you to reconnect. It might make a more romantic moment. I mean, I'm thinking about simple little things to reconnect. Go dancing. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I do too. Go see live music.
Go see live
music. The Charlotte Symphony will start their season again this year. Or
yes.
go see your favorite rock band or country or whatever.
Or go see. There's some beautiful places here in town. Last Friday, I went to JD's. They have wonderful jazz music. It's beautiful. I've been to the Orange House. They have music there too. Other places that have music. What if you don't want to go out? What if you just want to listen to music at home and maybe dance at home? That might be another way to reconnect. So, you know, we've got to think. Remember, a relationship and love is like a garden. You have to tend that garden. You have to water it. You have to feed it. You have to take care of it. A relationship is not just something you throw in a bag and you walk out the door. It doesn't happen that way. You got to tend to it. So there's two things I'm going to give for this Labor Day weekend for the sexual health tip of the week. Go dancing. And one thing I have spoken to many people is, what about a hello kiss? A hello kiss. You see your spouse, your significant other, kiss them hello. Give them a kiss, either on the cheek, on the lips. That's another way to connect. Remember, that is very important. Now, so today we're going to talk about erectile dysfunction. And I think that one of the things that we have to understand is we have to understand the anatomy of the penis. That is very important. So what is erectile dysfunction? It is also called impotence. It is the inability, or you're not able to have your penis erect for sexual function. Now, we have talked about intercourse is not the only way to have sexual function or sexual or intimacy, but it is one of the ways. So if you have erectile dysfunction, you may have what we call ED. And that is either a decreased ability to get an erection or decrease in keeping an erection. Now, I want everyone to really listen hard because there is a lot involved. It's not so simple. And it can be associated with decreased sexual desire or not getting stimulated. You know, we've said before, what is the largest sexual organ in your body? It's the brain. The brain has to be stimulated too. It isn't just voila, it happens. Now, we know in a lot of younger people, younger men, they can have an erection. And we know that many times the brain will function while you're sleeping and you may have an erection at night. So as men get older, they do have decrease in ability of their erection. So what we need for you to do is, first of all, talk to your doctor about this issue. So we're going to take a little break, but stay tuned because there's lots to learn.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button five times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with Bio-T. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about Bio-T Medical. Bio-T is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With Bio-T, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year, as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with Bio-T. Call me at 941-625-1990. For your appointment.
It's 1120 here on News Radio 1580 WCCF. Once again, our phone lines at 206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Okay, and we're back today and looking forward to a beautiful weekend for Labor Day and, you know, just enjoying where we live. It's so beautiful here. And hopefully everyone out there will listen to my sexual health tip of the week, sexual health tip. Now, remember, what have I always said? Your physical health, your sexual health, your mental and spiritual health are equally important, right?
You have to have all the parts of the orchestra working together.
Right. And so that is why I'm trying to emphasize to everyone how important each part of your body is. So today we are focusing on erectile dysfunction and about your penis. So you need to learn more about this. Okay, what is the arousal complex? Well, there's a lot involved in getting, I call it the hydraulic pump, to work. Well, we talk about your brains. Your hormones are important also. Your emotions, the nerves. And I talk about, when I say nerves, it's the nerves that innervate the penis and your whole lower abdomen. Your muscles, your blood vessels are very, very important because they play a role in your sexual function. Now, what exactly is, how does an erection occur? Well, I think this is really important. First, you have to understand, what is the penis? Well, the penis, as we know, God has incredible the way he has formed everything and made everything. The penis has a part of it that are two cylinder chambers, and those are called corpora cavernosa. What does that mean in Latin? Well, these, it actually means cave, which runs the length of the penis and contains a maze of blood vessels and sinuses. So that blood is what causes an erection. However, that blood is, it's necessary to look at what is the blood going in and what is the blood going out. The penis is also made up of a tube called the urethra. The urethra leads from the bladder to the outside, and that's where urine, it's the channel for urine and for sperm to flow through. And it runs along the underside of the corpora cavernosa. So this is very important to understand. The erectile tissue is contained within these two chambers, which again is called the corpora cavernosa, which is above the urethra. Now, along the urethra, it's covered in a spongy material called the corpora spongiosa. Now, that's really important to understand. So I hope I'm not getting too technical. What I'm trying to explain, what are the different parts of the penis? So each part has a different function. Just like looking at any other part of your body, each part has a function, and if one part doesn't work, well, the whole part may not work. So this is what I'm trying to stress. Now, if you do have erectile dysfunction, listen in, because there are ways to help you, and it needs to be investigated. Because erectile dysfunction can be what I call a red flag. We've spoken about red flags of your health. A red flag is a warning or a risk factor. For example, a high blood sugar is a red flag for prediabetes and eventually becoming a diabetic. A red flag could be high cholesterol. A red flag could be erectile dysfunction, meaning you may have issues with your circulatory system. You may have atherosclerosis. So we understand that there's veins, nerves, and arteries in the penis. The shaft is the longest part of the penis. At the end of the penis, or the shaft, is the head called the glands. And the meatus is the opening, and it's at the tip or the head of the penis, and that's where urine and semen come out. So I'm sure this is pretty basic, but I want everyone to really understand. So, an erection begins in the brain, and either through physical or mental stimulation, the nerves act to send chemical messengers to the brain, telling the penile blood vessels to relax so blood can flow freely into the penis. Isn't that interesting? I think so. Once the penis has blood, it gets trapped in there in the corpora cavernosa, And this causes the penis to expand and sustain an erection, which is very important for your sexual function for intercourse. So an erection then is reversed when the blood comes out and no more blood is flowing in, and the penis then becomes soft. So in with the a penis function, we know what happens. Well, it's not for just for sexual function. We know that the penis is important to pass your urine. Oh my goodness. If men, they have at the base of the penis, the prostate. If the prostate grows too large and blocks that tube called the urethra, you're going to have a lot of pain. You won't be able to pass your urine. And sometimes that can cause what we call an obstruction. Also through the urethra, men pass kidney stones, and that can be very, very painful. So you really need to pay attention. It isn't just urine that comes out through the urethra. We know that stones, if you see blood, you need to tell your doctor. And we know that semen and sperm also come through the urethra. So what is ejaculation? Ejaculation is the release of semen, and that's called at climax, which climax we know is the same as orgasm. Now, it's a very critical level of excitement. And again, what comes into play? The brain, the nerves, the hormones, and all that comes together to cause you to have an orgasm, or also you can have an ejaculation. Now, those messengers from the brain go to the spinal cord, go to the brain, and they're sent back to the penis, causing ejaculation. Now, we know that ejaculation has two phases, and those two phases are involved in transporting the sperm to the outside world, which, of course, we know sperm is part of reproduction. You need a sperm and an egg to unite to have an ovum. And that's going to happen in the female. So this is very important. This whole picture together causes contractions. Those contractions occur every 0.8 of a second. They can occur to force the semen out of the penis. Now, some men have issues with ejaculation, either premature or delayed. Again, these issues need to be brought up with your physician. So, we're talking today about erectile dysfunction. I don't think we're getting many callers today, but if you do have a question, you can call me at 206-1580. This is equally important for men and for women, because women also get an erection. Their clitoris becomes erect, and they have tissue there that becomes engorged with blood. So that's very important for their well-being. But also, I always feel that the more your spouse or your partner knows about you and how you work and how they work, then you can open the channels of communication, which is really important. You know, I know a lot of people feel like they get a little embarrassed. Why are we talking about that? When a patient comes to see me, I have them fill out a form, which is confidential between me and the patient. And the form asks questions such as, are you satisfied with your sexual function? Are you reaching a climax or orgasm? Does it take longer for you to have an orgasm than before? Do you notice that maybe your interest in sex has gone by the wayside or you don't have it anymore? So I ask these questions because I feel, again, that as a patient's physician, I need to be able to be the person who offers them the options of what can be done not only to improve their physical health, their sexual health. I'm not a philosopher or a reverend or a rabbi. So if they need spiritual health, I recommend they go and get that help. But as a physician, I can help with their physical and sexual health, and I can at least direct them in the right direction or try to help them to find out why is it they have an issue. So when a patient fills out these forms, it's all done to help that human being, because I tell my patients, we're all human beings, and I spend hours and hours reading, studying, preparing for the show, trying to be the best doctor I can for my patients to help them with all their issues. So if I don't ask the questions, then the patient may just be either feel embarrassed or shy and not want to answer anything or even bring up the problem. So when I open the lines of communication, my whole mindset is, what is it I can do to help my patients? I think that's pretty reasonable and pretty common sense. So we're talking about erectile dysfunction. Now, we know that it is very, this arousal complex is very important. And we know that there are physical issues or causes that cause erectile dysfunction. So pay attention and listen closely, because if you have erectile dysfunction, this may be one of the causes. You might have heart disease, clogged blood vessels or atherosclerosis, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. You may be, or you may have, hormone deficiencies. You may have either a thyroid problem, or your testosterone may be low, which we know affects your libido. You may have diabetes. You may have a condition where you have metabolic syndrome. Parkinson's disease may be affecting your sexual function. Multiple sclerosis. You may have a condition, it's called Peyronie's disease. And what it is, if you look at the penis, it's like there's a knot in the penis, and that can be a development of scar tissue inside the penis. Certain prescription medications may also cause erectile dysfunction. Very important, and one of the causes of erectile dysfunction is tobacco use. And I try to talk to my younger patients and tell them who smoke, well, you may not have issues now with getting an erection, but you continue to smoke for 20, 30 more years, and this may be affecting your blood vessels and cause you to have erectile dysfunction. Alcoholism and certain forms of substance abuse also. We know that alcohol can cause a condition called peripheral neuropathy, just like diabetes. So it affects the nerves in your feet, in your hands, and guess where else? In your penis. So if you have diabetes and you're not controlling your blood sugar, then it's very important that you look at controlling your blood sugar to try to prevent erectile dysfunction, certain sleep disorder, and certain treatments for prostate cancer, such as prostate surgery, and also certain surgeries or injuries that affect the pelvic area or spinal cord. There are some younger patients who can have erectile dysfunction, younger men, because they ride a bicycle for miles and miles, and this can put pressure on the nerves in the genital area. Also, certain injuries, such as football injuries, where maybe someone has been received an injury to their groin or to their genital area. we know that there's certain psychological issues that affect erectile dysfunction. This can be depression, stress. So if you're under a lot of stress or you don't feel comfortable where you are having sex, if you feel it's noisy or you're scared somebody's going to hear you, or you don't have privacy, this can affect your sexual function. You may have relationship problems due to stress, poor communication, or concerns, or you may also have issues where you have poor self-esteem, or you have concerns about the way you look. All these issues, they affect the brain. Remember, the brain is the largest sexual organ. So, as you get older, erections may take longer to develop, but don't lose hope. It just may take longer for you to develop an erection, which means you might need more physical and mental stimulation. This is really important, and you may not keep an erection as long. This may also indicate underlying health issues or may be a result of the medications you're taking. So, if you have any of these issues, don't give up. Talk to your doctor. Help is available. Something can be done. Look into it. So, what are the complications of erectile dysfunction? Well, we know some of the complications can be such as an unsatisfactory sex life, stress or anxiety, embarrassment or low self-esteem, relationship problems, or if you're younger, inability to get your partner pregnant. So these are things that we need to look into. Also, you may need to look at, and we know that this is part of it, the mechanical function and your hormones, which is where I help patients. With BioT, and we're going to, we play these commercials, Zach, and I think they're great commercials, by the way, to try to emphasize what is the help we can do with the patients. So let's take a little break. Listen to the commercial.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
We're coming up on 1140 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Once again, the phone lines wide open at 206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. Don't be shy. Give us a call if you have any questions or comments along the way. And now back to our hostess of the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning. And today we're talking about ED, or erectile dysfunction, which, as I don't know if I've spoken about this before, but I love old movies, and especially the romantic ones. So, and I always remember that comment that they attribute to Mae West, you know, where she says, you remember that comment? I think it's so cute, where she says, is that a gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? And, you know, of course, she said it with that really low, husky voice. But Anyways, Mae West, you know, a lot of young people may not know who that is. I saw a wonderful movie with, because I love TCM, Turner Classic Movies. Mm-hmm. And I saw a wonderful movie with Gary Cooper. And it was very romantic. And it was called The Hanging Tree. So if anybody there is a movie buff, which I am, it was so romantic because in the end, the woman who loved him gave up everything for the man she loved to save him from the hanging tree, which was Gary Cooper. But Gary Cooper was awesome. What a great actor. And do you like old movies?
Oh, I sure do. And they don't make movies like that anymore.
Oh, I know.
For the most part.
And, you know, they didn't use special effects, but actually this one was filmed in, I think, Montana, and the scenery and the rivers and, oh, so beautiful. So, you know, I'm talking about the basics, about erectile dysfunction, but you know, romance does not hinge on erectile dysfunction. You don't have to be the best to be a good lover in terms of your erectile function. So much can be done. And I really think that's really important. I saw a show the other day and Dr. Ruth was on it and she was recommending, you know, things you can do to be a good lover. Well, I think that that is such important that we open up. And that's why I'm talking about it on the radio show, how important it is to open up the channels of communication, not only with your partner, your spouse, but with your healthcare provider, your doctor. Talk to them. Things can be done. So if you do have erectile dysfunction, then you need to talk to your doctor. Your doctor may do some tests to see if you're a diabetic. They may do ultrasounds to see if there's blood flowing to your penis. Even an MRI, there's a certain test that can be done to see if you have erectile function during the night. Many men, that's one of the first things they see that they don't have. They don't wake up with an erection. Those are some of the questions I ask patients who come in with the complaint. So, or sometimes men, there's certain medications that help with the erectile dysfunction. We know those are called Viagra. It's called sildenafil, tadalafil, Cialis, Levitra. All these can help with the blood flow in the penis. Where do they work? Well, they open up. They work at the lining of the vessels to keep blood. Hello, caller.
Hi, I'm trying to reach the owner or manager, please.
No, I'm sorry. That's the wrong number.
Yeah, the number you're looking.
WCCF.
This is the on-air line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The number you want is 206-1188. That's 206-1188.
Thank you. Okay. Anyways, so we are talking about the effects of nitric oxide, and that's how these medications work, because nitrous oxide helps with dilatation and relaxation of the blood vessels and the muscles in the penis and helps improve your sexual response. So these medications are very important. You cannot take these medications at all if you are on certain medications such as nitroglycerin for chest pains or nitroglycerin such as isosorbide. You cannot take with these medications. If your blood pressure is very low, you cannot take this class of drug like Viagra, Cialis, because it can lower your blood pressure. If you have severe liver disease or if you have severe kidney disease, that requires dialysis. So you cannot take these medications. Now, these medications only work after having sexual stimulation. So it's very important because, again, the stimulation works on your nerves in order to cause the release of nitrous oxide. So these medications are very important. There are other medications that are used to help with ED, and those are alprostadil. Alprostadil is an injection, and it uses a very fine needle, and it is injected at the base or the side of your penis. And this injection helps, again, with the blood flow. So the blood is very important for the function, and there's other medications that are used in combination with alprostadil, and those are papaverin and phentolamine. So these, again, work on the blood vessels and the blood flow in the penis. So if these work, then good. And if they don't work, there's other treatments that are available. Those would require seeing a urologist, and those other treatments we will discuss. So these injections, you can have an erection that lasts for an hour, and the oral tablets such as Viagra, the erection can last for more than an hour, and we know already from the commercials, I mean, how many commercials have shown that if your erection lasts in more than 4 hours, then you need to speak to your doctor or go to the emergency room. So you were talking that cute little commercial with the Viagra.
I think it was from the Super Bowl last year.
Yes.
And it was, that old couple, and they're, in Italy somewhere, and I guess they're getting ready to, go to bed and for the night, and he drops his little blue pill out the window, and it goes through a maze of gutters and pipes and everything, and it comes out and lands into this
little car
and goes in the gas tank, and then the car grows twice its size.
Yeah, I thought that's really cute.
That was funny.
Is that for a Fiat?
That's for the Fiat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an Italian car.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cute cars.
Yeah, they really are.
They're cute. I don't know how expensive they are, but they are really cute. I love old cars. Yeah, I love old cars. I love going to car museums, too. That's so much fun to go to old car museums and see. And even the way they first started, where they look like a horse and buggy. Mm-hmm. And it literally looks like the buggy of a horse. I mean, there's no horse, of course. There's an engine. But the very first cars, and then they have the spokes, the wheels look like bicycle wheels. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That is really cool. I just think it's interesting. And then I told you I saw that car, the Turner.
Okay.
It's a beautiful old car. I saw that in California, and it was built in the 50s. He only built, Tucker. And I think he only built 50 cars. Oh, they're so beautiful with all the chrome and the wheels. And they're huge, huge. Looks like a rocket ship.
There it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, the one I saw was like a wine-colored red, burgundy, beautiful car. So, but that is a cute commercial. So, going back to erectile dysfunction, there's other treatments that can be used. And those treatments, there is an alprostadil urethral suppository, and that is put inside the urethra, and it's a tiny little suppository, and it also will help with erectile dysfunction. It comes with a special applicator, and the erection can last anywhere from 10 minutes to 30 to 60 minutes. So that's another way. And we also know that part of the picture of erectile dysfunction is, again, knowing what your hormone levels are, because the hormones affect your brain function. So if the brain is the largest sexual organ and your hormones are low and you don't have interest in sex or you have decreased libido, then it's very important to look at knowing what your hormone levels are. So you may need also as the big picture comes in, you may need hormone restorative therapy, replacement therapy. Men would need testosterone. So that's going to affect, again, your sexual function. Now, there's other ways that men can have erections, and that if they can't use medications, some men use a pump, and that pump uses a vacuum to try to pull blood into the penis. It can either be hand-powered or battery-powered, and it's placed over the penis, and it's works to draw blood into the penis.
Now, this is only a temporary solution,
yes,
right?
Only a temporary.
Because a lot of people think that, a lot of men think that if they use this pump, that it's going to somehow increase their, you know, size permanently.
Well, no. It only, a man, when they have an erection, the size increases just a little. And remember, actually, the average erect penis is about less than 5.6 inches. Less. So, in fact, there's a whole, we're going to be discussing that. I don't think we have time today. What are the myths about erectile dysfunction? What are the, you know, the, what I call urban myths about erectile dysfunction? And we really don't have time today to talk about that. I want to just introduce how it works, what you can do about it to help your erectile dysfunction and help men and women to open up those channels of communication, to talk about it. Again, I will say, we know that you do not need an erection to have an orgasm or even to have an ejaculation. So that's very important to understand. So this penis pump, you're right, helps with the erection, and it may last only enough for the couple to have sex. And sometimes after the erection is produced by the penis, a man can use a ring which will help maintain the blood in the penis. But then again, you have to be very careful. You can't leave that for a long period of time. And you have to make sure that you could see the reaction, and you don't want to have end up with a problem where no blood goes to the penis. So there also are penile implants, and this is done by a medical doctor, a urologist, who then puts a device in the penis, which could be either inflatable to cause the erection, or you can have semi-rigid rods. These rods are really, can, in other words, they're always maintain an erection, and they're firm, but they're also bendable. So this requires surgery, and usually if conservative therapy hasn't worked, this may be also an avenue of treatment. So it's very important to know that there's other things you could do. You may also have a blockage. You may have blood vessel surgery, which will also help leaking or obstructed blood vessels, which are affecting the erectile function, and they can be repaired. And that includes vascular surgery. There's some research about stents also. If you have psychological issues, which are stress, anxiety, or depression, or relationship issues, then you should seek the help of a psychologist, psychiatrist, family therapist that would help you to work out these issues. If you smoke, my goodness, please quit smoking. I mean, I have so many patients. I try to encourage them. Wean off your cigarettes. Quit your cigarettes. Try to lose a little weight. That helps too. Because being overweight can worsen erectile dysfunction. Increase your physical activity. Wow. Exercise. Exercise is good for everything. Exercise is good for your heart, good for your brain, good for your penis, good for your legs. Exercise is good for everyone.
Sure is. It's the best feeling you'll have.
Yes. Try to get into a routine exercise. And yes, if you don't use it, you do lose it. including the function of your penis. So erectile function is very important. And we are going to talk about those urban myths at another show. Get treatment if you have alcohol or drug problems. Alcohol does not increase the function of anything. Alcohol may relax you a little bit, but if you drink too much, you actually will lose function. And also, it affects your brain. Again, the brain is the most important sexual organ. Try again to work through your relationship issues. So, there's a lot of issues that can be addressed. Be very, very careful about supplements. You know, there are some what are called herbal Viagras. They are not approved by the FDA. They may have potentially harmful drugs. You know, I tell my patients, look at the ingredients. If you don't know what's in the food you eat or what the supplement has inside of it, look it up. If you can't find out what it is, then I would be very careful about taking it. I know there are some supplements out there that are considered for a men's health or erectile function. Look at the label. See what's in the ingredient. Try to understand what's in it. I know there are some medications that some people buy over the internet, and they may even have hidden some other medicines that you may not be able to take. So this is really important. Know what you're putting in your body. Read the labels. Don't assume that having erectile dysfunction is a long-term problem. Look into it. I think this is really important. Don't give up. There's something that can be done. Also, involve your sexual partner. Talk about it. Talk about the stresses that you have. Control your diabetes. See your doctor. Stop smoking. Exercise. All these are very simple and basic things you can do to not only help your sexual function, but help your physical function, your overall health. I'm very glad that I can help my patients and my radio audience to understand, to listen to pay attention to their bodies. Pay attention. Know what's going on. Look at that sore that you may have. This is Labor Day weekend, and we know this is National Barbecue Day. Watch, be careful. Be careful with the sun. Be careful with those hot grills. Try to have open communication with your partner. This is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. This is the Dr. Triana Show. Have a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Stay healthy. Thank you. God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.